Welcome to Big Shakti's Light on Yoga and Meditation podcast. My name is Dr. Swami Shankardev Saraswati. I'm a yoga acharya, medical doctor, psychotherapist, and Vedic astrologer. And I'm a co-creator of Big Shakti along with my partner, Jane Stevenson. Jane is a writer, intuitive healer, and spiritual counselor using yoga, Jungian psychology, and dream work in her practice. This podcast is dedicated to providing you with authentic, accurate knowledge and access to a range of powerful techniques from different wisdom traditions to achieve optimal health, enlightenment, and prosperity. This episode is the talk from our Core Strength Calm Mind Guided Meditation series, which is now also available in our Life Force Meditation series. The Life Force Meditation series has bundled three of our programs, prana, core strength, and chakras, into one mega program, which is divided into three phases. And the first phase covers all you need to know about prana to generate and store prana, life force, vital energy for health and well-being. This talk introduces phase two of this mega program, which focuses on developing core strength through grounding, alignment, and pulsation practices. And grounding, alignment, and pulsation are the three keys to developing self-regulation and building resilience in handling the stresses and challenges of daily life. You will learn powerful yogic techniques to cultivate a deep sense of inner stability, strength, and connection to your body-mind. You gain essential tools for establishing a solid foundation for your meditation practice and to remain grounded, centered, and stable in daily life. The meditations in this phase guide you in exploring how to ground yourself, how to align your physical and energetic bodies, and how to work with the natural pulsations of the life force within you. To build energy and resilience, you need to know how to manipulate two important internal muscles, the respiratory diaphragm and the pelvic floor. By the end of this phase, you will have developed practical skills for centering yourself, for managing energy, and maintaining a strong, relaxed presence, even in challenging situations. And you'll also better understand the subtle anatomy of the body-mind system and how to work with it for greater stability and awareness in meditation and in daily life. And these practices lay the groundwork for more advanced chakra meditations and a japa jap in phase three of the course. This series of meditation techniques on grounding, alignment, and pulsation is designed to teach you to feel more grounded and centered, and more connected to your body-mind. You will learn simple yet powerful yogic meditative skills. You will learn them systematically and progressively. This series of meditation techniques focuses on developing a sense of inner stability and strength. The techniques use the breath, the mind, and specific muscles to induce conscious, positive, relaxed feelings. First, we learn to use our gross body and muscles, and then we move on to more subtle control of our feelings. Then, we can begin to control our thoughts and emotions and access deeper parts of ourselves. Grounding, alignment, and pulsation will teach you to handle your body, mind, and emotions with a greater sense of control, ease, confidence, and awareness. Then you can engage in a stronger, more relaxed, and more confident approach to life. What is meditation? True meditation is not just relaxation, but is a process in which we come to know ourselves and to discover all the wonderful powers and abilities that we possess, and which we can develop if we spend a little time each day working with ourselves. Meditation is a process of self-knowledge and self-development.
It is a process of self-discovery and awakening to who we are. The process of meditation is based on relaxed effort and should be practiced regularly over time. Meditation leads us to self-mastery. We aim to become the master of our body-mind under all circumstances, even difficult ones. We cannot always control life. We can, however, control ourselves in any given moment if we know how to and choose to do so. The experience of self-control is rewarding as it builds a deep self-confidence. It is the basis of true happiness. Grounding, alignment, and pulsation practices form the foundations for profound meditative experience and a more satisfying and aware life. What is grounding? Grounding is an important principle in life and in all yoga and meditation practice. It is a practice that invokes the feeling of inner stability, strength, and security. Practice is required so that we can access the feeling when we need it, when we feel ungrounded. If we are ungrounded, we feel there is nothing to rely on, and this creates anxiety, fear, and insecurity. Without grounding, we cannot trust in ourselves or rely on our bodies or in life itself. Therefore, it's difficult to progress in life in a balanced and healthy way. When we learn to ground ourselves, we're able to access inner stillness, stability, strength, security, endurance, and power. We learn to remain relaxed under all circumstances, even if we are feeling an unpleasant emotion or any kind of strong mental reaction. Grounding practice enables us to deliberately adjust our feelings, thoughts, and emotions. Ultimately, this leads to deeper meditative practice that awakens intuition and higher awareness. What is alignment? Alignment means to bring two things into relationship with each other, to create a connection with those things, whether they're people, places, memories, concepts, emotions, or experiences. Wherever we place our energy and focus is what we will align with. If we align ourselves with creative and uplifting forces, we actually create those positive experiences in ourselves. If we align with unhealthy and destructive forces, we create our own negative experiences. If our thoughts and feelings are somehow disconnected or incongruent with each other, then problems and suffering will arise. If we are aligned strongly with past painful memories, then our life is full of that memory and it can taint the present moment with feelings associated with the memory. However, if we are aligned with a higher purpose, then our life is more likely to move towards that purpose, and we're very likely to eventually experience the fulfillment of that purpose. The aim of yoga is to align with and ultimately feel connected with our own highest consciousness. The process of realigning and reconnecting with the higher truth in us, with our highest self, is a process that begins with grounding. And from there, we develop a conscious relationship with ourselves, one that is based in truth and virtue, and that is prepared to face the many pains of life. This process begins with realigning the components of the body-mind, relaxing and purifying them, and then strengthening the various parts of ourselves by pulsing the life force into these parts. Once each part has been cleansed and energized, it works to support every other part, and this is the basis of higher living. What is pulsation? All life is in pulsation. Every part of our body-mind is pulsating with life force. Pulsation is a result of the muscles expanding and contracting. The heart and the lungs, for example, expand and contract continuously, pumping air and fluids that expand and contract all the cells of the body. Disturbance of their cycles and rhythms can lead to illness. If the pulsation stops, we die. Pulsation is occurring in the gross body and also in the mind, the feelings and the emotions. Tensions, demands, and the problems of life cause us to contract and inhibit the flow of energy in our body and mind. Contraction distorts or blocks pulsation and needs to be relaxed if we're not to suffer. We need to learn to become more conscious of where we are holding chronic tensions and to find ways to consciously remove them. Yoga uses the breath as one of its main tools to remove contractions, especially those that have become ingrained and chronic. The breath is the one automatic pulsation of the body that we can control and use to restore our natural rhythm and harmony. Conscious use of the breath, performed with understanding of what to do, when, and how, restores health, vitality, and joy. One of the most important breaths in yoga is called Ujjayi, the psychic or throat breathing. It is called the psychic breath because it is used to awaken the deeper intuitive mind. Ujjayi is the basic breath you are going to learn in order to perform all the techniques for grounding, alignment, and pulsation. In grounding, alignment, and pulsation, Ujjayi is combined with other methods to awaken energy and the higher intuitive mind. Ujjayi is a healing breath that breaks down old contractions, aids the elimination of impurities and negative habits, and is used to control pain and to aid healing of all kinds. Ujjayi is extremely effective in transforming negative feelings into positive feelings. Ujjayi does this by awakening the life force, prana, spreading it throughout the body. In its gentle form, Ujjayi can be used anytime and anywhere to ground, align, and pulsate your energy, to be centered and aware under all circumstances. What are the diaphragms? A diaphragm is a flat sheet of muscle or tendon that divides the body into sections. There are three very important diaphragms from the yogic point of view. The respiratory diaphragm separates the abdomen from the chest. It is the main muscle used in breathing. If we are tense, worried, or feel threatened physically or emotionally, we unconsciously contract this area, including the ribs and other muscles, in an attempt to brace ourselves and to protect our hearts. This respiratory diaphragm is particularly prone to emotional tension. It is associated with the two middle chakras, Manipur and Anahat. Manipur is located behind the navel in the spine and is the basis of our power and vitality. Anahat is located behind the breastbone in the spine and is the seat of feeling and compassion. The second diaphragm is the pelvic floor or perineum. It holds the pelvic organs in place. In its relaxed state, it can move in time with the breath just a little. We unconsciously contract the pelvic area, especially the buttocks and low back, when unconscious tensions arise in us associated with anxiety and insecurity. The pelvic floor is associated with the two lower chakras, Muladhara and Swadhisthana. Muladhara is located in the center of the pelvic floor and is associated with security. Swadhisthana is located in the sacrum, behind the pubic bone, and is associated with joy. The third diaphragm is the cranial diaphragm. It is not a muscle, but is a sheet of tissue that supports the brain, just above where the head and neck join. This area of the body is very prone to stress and tension. The whole area around the cranial diaphragm, including the scalp, neck, and shoulders, contracts in response to excessive thinking, worry, and the feeling of excessive responsibilities. We often contract the cranial diaphragm to cut off from our true feelings. In this state, we feel confused, cannot think clearly, and have problems making decisions. The cranial diaphragm is associated with the two upper chakras, Vishuddhi and Ajna. Vishuddhi chakra is located in the spine behind the throat pit and controls communication. Ajna chakra is located in the center of the head behind the eyebrow center and controls the mind and intuition. When the three diaphragms are aligned with each other, we feel vital and experience well-being. If any diaphragm is out of alignment with another, we feel discomfort and our energy levels drop so that we feel tired and depressed. Training the breath to combine with awareness is one of the most useful methods we have to align our three diaphragms. Ujjayi, the psychic breath, combined with meditative awareness, is a powerful method to stretch and relax the diaphragms, to restore alignment and a sense of exhilarated well-being, and to induce mental calm and strength. The grounding, alignment, and pulsation techniques will teach you to consciously relax yourself under most circumstances and to contact your own inner strength. You will explore the great skills, abilities, and strength that lie in all of us, but which we are often unconscious of, especially when we need them. You will learn to use this amazing body-mind, this great gift that life has given us for higher and fulfilled living. You will learn a sequence that takes you progressively deeper and that frees up tensions, releasing energy smoothly in a grounded way so that you feel strong and healthy, able to develop deep inner rest to nourish yourself, which supports you to go deeper into yourself safely and enjoyably, to be able to face the difficulties of life with poise and confidence, and to really enjoy the wonder and beauty of life. Hari Om.
If you would like to know more about what we do at Big Shakti, please go to www.bigshakti.com, where you can see all of our products and offerings. And you can sign up for our free newsletter. And when you do sign up, you're entitled to a 15% discount on your first purchase. And subscribers, of course, get generous discounts on all our products from time to time, especially when we release a new course. All of our courses provide you with the opportunity to experience and understand the powers and mysteries of your mind and spirit. Unwind, take a break from your daily activities, and learn how to use different forms of meditation to achieve inner tranquility, happiness, fulfillment, and spiritual awakening. You will learn the keys to a healthy lifestyle, a calm, clear mind, emotional resilience, and spiritual insight.